HKX.
For HKX. JN4BWA. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Steve. How about yourself?
Chasing after people in my building. Got to go down to my building and get a suite open so that they can get some contractors in there to upgrade a suite so we can get a new lessee in there.
Good. Hopefully nothing major.
As a matter of fact, it's just kind of something minor and shouldn't be more than a full day's work for the contractor. But I got to be able to get him in there, so anyhow. So what else is going on with you? How's your day going, bro?
Too bad. So far, so good. But running a little ahead of schedule, but not too far.
Good. Well, hopefully you're still having a good sales day on top of all that. Well, what's that old saying about the two favorite days of a boat owner's life? Is the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Well, I'm not exactly in a boat position, but I bought myself a new camper today.
You get something, you and your wife going to do some camping? I think I heard you saying something about it one week.
Yeah, well, the main reason we bought it is so we can take the grandkids. And, matter of fact, the one that's going to turn 6 in September kind of helped us pick this one out. And, she is a hoot, buddy.
She is.
She's got me wrapped around her little finger.
Not as much.
Grandma has to get after me and her. We'll go out somewhere, and she'll be shopping, and me and Sassy will start cutting up a little bit, playing a little bit. She'll have to get after it. So y'all cut that out. Y'all behave yourselves. And I tell you, I have a good time with her.
Just being a big kid.
Problem with that is?
Take it.
Well, okay, yeah, you do have one point there. But other than that, tough.
Get over it.
Nah, my wife understands. Matter of fact, I have to get after the two of them every now and then. I'm telling you what. Well, in the meantime, what do you got planned fun for the weekend, Bubba? It's going to be coming up before you know it.
I got some vehicle maintenance that needs to be done and just little odds and ends trying to get things done, mow the grass and that kind of stuff.
Hey, what can you say? Domestic bliss. Hey, have you heard Chad on here lately? I heard him yesterday evening and tried to raise him after he got done, but he was gone. Yeah, I was going to ask him about some stuff. Have you heard him?
I haven't heard him on the radio. I heard him call the net last night, but that was it.
What? I've just kicked it up into a whole new gear here. I've already told my wife that there's going to be an antenna on this camper. She just kind of rolled her eyes back. Oh, okay.
For working on mine, let me put a radio in her car. That way I don't have to carry my HT with me every time I go somewhere with her.
Well, I may get one in the camper, and I may get one in my Transit, and I may get one in my truck. But I'll never get one in her caddy. She's already told me, what do you not understand about no?
Mine down, because she hates to hear the static on the HT. And I swear I keep reminding her, if you let me put a regular radio in here with an outside antenna, I wouldn't have to listen to that.
I'll tell you what, anytime we go in one of my vehicles, it's, would you please turn that mess off? I want to talk to you, not to them.
Anyway, I'm working on her though. I'll keep wearing her down.
I've talked to Sue about trying to get her license, and she She just won't have no part of it. I think what it is she's scared of it. You know, because I get into all this fun stuff with it, you know, this kind of technical and doing the FT8. She has no idea. And I think that's kind of scared her back off of it. So if I show her what it is, there might be a hope, but I don't know.
She uses it at the school system, so that's why she doesn't want anything to do with it. She deals with it there for the buses. And but I do have her on the DMRS. I've got my DMRS license, so anytime I'm doing something around the house, I'll hand her the radio, and if she needs me, there it is. So she has to call me on it.
Radios on the school buses now?
They do it where we live, anyway.
What band are they?
Bands.
All right. Well, now tell me something. I know what DMR is. What is DMRS?
DMRS, as in Sam?
I thought I heard you describe it as.
I said MERS, M-U-R-S.
Before, when you were talking about being on the DMR, I thought I heard you say DMRS.
I don't know what that is. I don't remember saying anything about that.
Well, good. I must have just misunderstood them, because I was afraid something else had come out that I'm still going to have to catch up on. I'm always a day late and a dollar short. You know how that is.
There's so much out there you'd never catch up on in this hobby. I've done found that out. You can go as many different directions as you want to go.
Yeah, and I'm having fun with my FT8 and my voice, and there's been some folks in the area talking about doing CW again. I guess I'm not a real ham radio guy since I don't do CW. I just have to stay unqualified.
I think it would be good, something good to know. Just haven't got there yet.
I know that you can learn it by repetition. But the level of repetition that I'd have to go through, I'm just not sure that I'd be willing or have the patience to go through that much repetition to do it. I started looking at it again here recently, and I just don't have an ear for it.
And I think that may have kept a lot of older people away from the hobby because of that.
Been a ham radio operator since about 1970 if I had just been able to get past that code, because I was interested in it about the same time that Phil was, you know, W4NGU. He's been doing he's got an ear for it, and he jumped in it back when we were kids, and I just couldn't get past that code, so I let it go. So And by the way, he's the one that got me back into ham now by letting me know that, you know, you don't have to have the CW requirement anymore.
One of the things that kept me away from it earlier in life was that, and just having the time to commit to it. Because it's a big commitment to learn it. So that's one of the things that kept me away.
I know what you mean. Now, did you make it up to your extra?
I've not got my extra yet. To be honest with you, I haven't done anything with my generals, so just haven't moved on at all from there.
Well, I'll tell you what. You need to put that general to work on your 991. Man, it's a whole new world. It's fun. It really is fun. So, well, anyhow, you'll get around to it, and and like you said, I haven't moved up to my extra yet. It's been 2 years. So I need to get back at that. Of course, I keep saying that, but anyhow, one of these days, maybe this winter I'll get enough time to be able to commit to it. Or maybe I'll just be committed. Either way, you can blame W4NGU for getting me back into this.
I know who to blame now. We'll have to talk with him.
you didn't make it to the Greer meeting, did you?
Had a chiropractor appointment that evening.
And I got all tangled up with my granddaughter and wasn't able to make it. We've been playing Grandma and Pop-Pop daycare for about the last 3 weeks. Well, since the 22nd of July, when Sue retired, she picked up the slack, and then she starts back to school. First day, meet the teacher, is tomorrow. So we'll have her on Friday, and then beyond that, she'll be back in school, and Mom and Pop's, not Mom and Pop, but Grandma and Pop-Pop's daycare will shut down again. We'll get some semblance of sanity back.
You or your wife may get some sanity back, but you never had any to lose, so I haven't known you that long and can figure that out.
I resemble that remark. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we don't want to tie up the airways too long. Let me just ask you a question before you go. You know they're going to do some maintenance on the tower and do some improvements real soon, which means that the repeater ought to clean up real good, and it should start doing a really good job again. But have you noticed the traffic is down a little bit, or is it just me?
You, I've noticed it. Well, Shane's been off this week and last week, so he and I hadn't been on here much. So I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I hadn't heard hardly anybody today.
Over the last few weeks, the only people I've really heard on here is N0TR and ND7J, not ND7J, Jerry down in Anderson. I can't call his call sign. N4DJC, that's it. And, you know, maybe a couple of two or three others, but that's been about it.
Bob of the morning, I've talked to him a couple of times. But then there's been another moron first thing in the morning when we're normally have our little group round table. And we've had to deal with that this week.
Between all of my activities and me being busy that's another reason I haven't been on much. So, but whenever I am on the radio, I'm monitoring over at 8-5, so you can probably catch me over there some.
It's hard for me to hit that from a lot of my route, so I do monitor in the afternoons and all that, but it's hard for me to hit it during the day when I'm down here in my route.
See where the position of it would be, would make it difficult to hit it from West Greenville. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
Still such a good repeater. You're going to have to get your route moved up more towards Spartanburg and Gaffney. Shoot, man, that'd be easy. Well, that'd be six of one, half a dozen of another. I start to say that'd be easier for you. Just come down 26 and hit all of Spartanburg, but hey, it is what it is.
Call full over that way.
Matter of fact, up Highway 357, that's not your area, is it?
I don't know where that is right off the top of my head, so I'm going to say no.
Just east of Highway 14.
Not me.
I saw me do it. Nobody can prove a thing, right?
Yep.
Well, listen, I'm about to pull in over here at my office. I'll be on about another 5 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and clear off just in case somebody else wants to get on the air. I'm kind of quick on the trigger with a microphone, so make a little space for somebody else. You be careful out there, Patrick. And, let's not have a repeat of what you went through a couple of years ago. So, 73s, K and 4, VWA. I'll be clear after you final.
Steve. I'm not far from my next stop, so I'll say 7-3 is now. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and you stay safe out there also. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Fellas, y'all have a good one out there, and get back to cutting some grass over here. KO4NXY,
David. David, KO4HKX, and it's good to hear from you. So, but I'm getting ready to pull in, so I'll say 7-3. KO4HKX, clear.
KN4VWA, I got about another minute and a half before I got to jump out, too. So I knew there'd be somebody else in there wanting to get on the air.
Listening to y'all talk, and I know you both heading on to other things to do, but wanted to speak at you right quick. So I'll let you go. You have a good rest of the day. KF4NXY.
Enjoyed it. You take it easy. Don't get too hot out there cutting that grass. At least it's not in the 90s. KF4WA, 73 is clear.